The following is a questions and answers session. Part 1. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari. Recorded on December 23rd, 2014, in Melbourne, Australia.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapadakamanam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Vadijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschachide Shatarine. So, welcome to our question and answer seminar. Brahmachari life is great. Ki jai. We have five types of brahmacharis in our movement. You know that? We have five kinds of brahmacharis. We have brahmacharis, brahmachari brahmacharis, grihastha brahmacharis, brahmacharini brahmacharis, vanaprastha brahmacharis, and sannyas brahmacharis. This is a brahmachari movement, ki jai. So, could you please suggest the ways we can continue lifelong? Well, you have to get a taste for the holy name. Because in material consciousness, we desire a woman's association. But when you actually taste the nectar of the name, it surpasses any type of desire you might have for womanly association. You just got to get a taste for the holy name, and then you can remain Pakka Brahmachari. One person on the street told me recently that ISKCON is a false religion. Because it is started with violence and it simply bred violence. Religiosity is meant to bring peace and not violence in society. What is that violence? This movement began with a kirtan under a tree in Tompkins Square Park. That's violence? An ecstatic kirtan in the park, that's violence? That's... The police, yeah, that was a different kirtan. That was not considered the original kirtan. That was a smaller kirtan. The big one was in Tompkins Square Park. The police found that there was a sign, don't sit on the grass. This was at Washington Square Park. At Tompkins Square Park, it was cool to sit on the grass, but not at Washington Square Park. So the first kirtan they did was at Washington Square Park, and they sat on the grass, and the police said, don't you see the sign? So they got up and sat on the asphalt. But the second kirtan was at Tompkins Square Park, and that was on the grass, and there was no sign there. And that's the kirtan that really attracted a huge crowd of people, and the New York Times came. It was that kirtan, yes? There was a mistake on the question?
Islam.
Huh?
He meant Islamic religion.
See, really?
He meant violence in Islam.
It is... Oh, Islam, not ISKCON. There's a little difference, I think. We have to have faith because, I have to admit it's really a big, big leap of faith because Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that he was a Shaktivesh, Hazrat Muhammad was a Shaktivesh avatar. How that is so, I don't really understand, but I accept it on faith. I've tried to rationalize it in different ways. One thing is, if their community was being attacked, the original Muslims were being attacked by marauding Arabs, they would certainly have a right to fight to establish their existence. So that, I don't know the whole history, but it could be that could be something like that. The people were very, very low class. They, in fact, the Quran says, don't have sex with your mother. That shows you the caliber of people. So it may have been that the whole thing about the whole, you know, violent thing was just basically self-preservation in the beginning. Not really, you know, going out to kill everyone, but it's just a matter of protecting themselves. I can't say. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur confirmed that he was a Shakti Vesh avatar. Prabhupada appreciated the Muslim call to prayer in Tehran. So I just follow what the acharyas, even though I may not understand everything, but I accept their authoritative position. I am not so much inclined to analytically study the Shastras as many other devotees. Will I still be able to serve Krishna as well as those who strictly study the scriptures scrutinizingly? That depends. If you have complete faith, then you're just as good as a learned scholar. There's an example in this connection. There was one time in South India, some of you may have seen this temple in Rangachatra, what do they call it? Tiruchirappalli. There's a temple, Ranganath temple there. So there was a Brahmin there who was illiterate. But every day he would sit and read the Gita. Even though he couldn't read, he'd sit and... It wasn't a published book, but it was handwritten manuscript. He was looking through this manuscript every day. He spent the whole day looking over this manuscript, even though he was illiterate. So people would laugh, oh, just see, he can't read, and he's sitting there reading Bhagavad Gita. No, he can't read, and they would make fun of him. So Lord Chaitanya, he came through there on his tour of South India, and he heard all the talk going around. Yeah, there's this Brahmin, the illiterate Brahmin thinks he's reading Bhagavad Gita, ha 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 ha. He heard about it. He said, let me check out this Brahmin. So Lord Chaitanya approached him, and the Brahmana could see this. Just imagine you're sitting there and Lord Chaitanya approaches you. That beautiful, effulgent, unlimitedly compassionate Lord Chaitanya, he walks up to him. So immediately he knew, this person has not come to criticize me. And then Lord Chaitanya said, Brahman, I've heard you were reading Bhagavad Gita, but you're illiterate. How is that? He said, yes, what can I do? My Guru Maharaj has ordered me every day that I must read 18 chapters. So I'm sitting here simply looking through this scrolls, this manuscript. Lord Chaitanya then said, but Brahman, I see you're not reading also, but you're crying as well. How is that you're crying? He said, there's some illustration here they put of Krishna and Arjuna, how Krishna is acting as the charioteer of Arjuna. When I see that Krishna is so kind that he's acting as the charioteer of his devotee, I cry. Lord Chaitanya embraced him. He said, Brahman, you are the true scholar of Bhagavad Gita. So if you have unflinching faith in the words of Guru and Krishna, you're as good as any learned scholar. But don't skip Bhagavatam class. We need to hear this philosophy because our faith is weak. We need to hear these classes regularly. We're not on the level of that Brahmin in South India that got embraced by Lord Chaitanya. So you read the books. Actually, Prabhupada said, all of my disciples must read all of my books. He said, well, I'm a grand disciple. No, grand disciples are also disciples. For the next 10,000 years, we're all going to be disciples of Prabhupada, just different levels. Disciple, grand disciple, great grand disciple, great, 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 like that. We're all disciples of Prabhupada, and therefore we all have to read his books. Prabhupada said, all of my disciples have to read all of my books, or they will fall down. It's right there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So don't be lazy. Don't be crazy. Read these books. Every chance you get, read these books. Okay. All right. Someone told me that prior to Mahaprabhu's appearance, the Mahabhat mantra began with Hari Ram, Hari Ram. That's not true. There are many evidences in the Vedic literature that Hare Krishna mantra begins with Hare Krishna. And I can send you an email if you want a proof. I have all of them in my computer here. I'll send them to you. Just send me an email, sda@backtohome.com. I'll send them to you. There's two editions of the Kali Santarana Upanishad. One has Hare Rama, Hare Rama first. The other has Hare Krishna first. But the Hare Krishna Kali Santarana Upanishad is the original one, not the Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare one. But Prabhupada was asked this in South India. See, once you get going, what difference does it make? Let's say you walk into let's say there's some devotee who chants his japa, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, and you walk in and he's chanting his rounds, you can't tell the difference. It's the same thing. So Prabhupada said, whichever way you started, you're still doing the same thing anyway. So it's not that big of a deal, but it is, the Hare Krishna is actually the authoritative way to do it, according to many, many scriptural references. How do I make sure that I'm not going into the grip of Maya? I want to serve Krishna only, then why my desire is not fulfilled? Well, have you taken a spiritual master? That's very essential. Rupa Goswami lists 64 items of bhakti, and they're listed in the Nectar Devotion, Chapter 6, how to discharge devotional service. The most important of all of these are three things. If you do these three things, just like I see these tripods sitting over here, three legs means it's solid, okay? Two legs, it would fall over. One, it would fall over even faster. Three legs is solid. So our tripod of bhakti is take shelter of a guru, get initiated by the guru, and obey the spiritual master unflinchingly. If you do that, you're solid. If you're having difficulty, you're not doing those three things. Okay. After practicing Krishna consciousness for a few years under the guidance, I haven't developed much taste for the holy name. Developing pure love of God feels quite far off. Please suggest increase your hankering. It's nice that you have this feeling, oh, it's so far away. That's a wonderful feeling that you expressed in your question. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Kabbe hale bhabe bolo se dinamar aparada gucci shudaname gucci kripa bole habe shidari sanchar. When my offenses ceasing, taste for the name increasing, when in my heart will your mercy shine? When, oh, when will that day be mine? Just increase that hankering. When will I achieve that pure name? When will I get it? When will I get it? When, oh, when will I achieve the pure name? Always keep that desire. And you'll advance very quickly if you keep that desire burning in your heart. I understand intellectually that I'm not the body, but how to get to the point where my actions actually reflect this understanding? Those three items will get you there. Shelter of guru, diksha, and obey your spiritual master. That will get you there. There are lots of videos on the YouTube which talk about six people who poisoned Srila Prabhupada. Is this true? No, it's a complete lie by envious people who are trying to poison ISKCON. Actually, I know the devotee is originally. The first one who came up with the poison theory was the one who also started the Rithvik theory. It's the same devotee. The same exact devotee. I've had his association. I know who he is. A very envious person who doesn't want to accept any authority. And he wanted... very, very envious person. That's what can I say. It's completely untrue. And there's many proofs. Here's one proof. They say that the devotees who were serving Prabhupada, they were giving him poison to, you know, gradually kill him. That's what they argue. Now, if you study the history, you can see it's all there in the conversation books. You can hear the tapes yourself. You can even hear the MP3 recordings. You can hear it yourself to confirm with your own two ears. Prabhupada was in a very, very sick, sick condition. He was like a skeleton. He was practically just a skeleton. But then Prabhupada said, I want to go on Govardhan Parikrama in an ox cart. The doctor said, don't do it, it'll kill him. He'll die. He's so ill. If you take him in an ox cart, a jostling ox cart, not a smooth car with rubber tires, but an ox cart. If you take him in, Prabhupada wanted to go in an ox cart around Govardhan. Prabhupada said, it will kill him. So Prabhupada said, this is my order, I want it done, and you have to do this. You know, it's like that. Prabhupada ordered it, has to be done. So you're supposed to follow your spiritual master's order. But the devotees could not do it. They had a meeting, they got together, it was so intense because they knew it would kill Srila Prabhupada if they did this. So they came, they picked one representative, they came with tears in their eyes and begged Srila Prabhupada, please Srila Prabhupada, please, don't have us take you on Govardhan. They begged him, and Prabhupada said, okay. So that's the proof. If they had wanted to kill Prabhupada, they said, oh yes, Prabhupada, we got the card, let's go. The doctor said, he'll die, great, you'll die on the Parikrama, fantastic. Now we can take over the movement, get rid of Prabhupada. I mean, it's a ridiculous argument. If you actually study the mood, you see the mood, you can hear the recordings of those devotees, how they're speaking with Prabhupada with so much intense feelings of love. This is the greatest offense. Anybody who says they poisoned Prabhupada, they are the greatest offenders against this movement. They are the greatest poison against this movement. Okay. In the morning, when devotees say the 10 offenses, they sometimes say, and it is also an offense to be inattentive while chanting. Does that make it 11? Yeah, in one sense it's 11. But it's not really 11. It's the essence of all, actually, it's the essence of all the 10 offenses. Not really, it's the essence of all the offenses to not be inattentive. It's the summary. The summary study of the 10 offenses is don't be inattentive. So it's really not, it's really the essence, it's a capsulized version of the 10 offenses. Okay. All right, let's see here. What is the correct understanding about eating chocolate? Please advise in detail. I think they want a sample. Actually, Prabhupada did say we shouldn't take chocolate. And the GVC confirmed that with a resolution. But he did tell Dhananjaya Prabhu, my godbrother, that it was okay to take chocolate. And he started the restaurant at MVT, so they have chocolate pie at the MVT restaurant in Vrindavan to this very day, because Prabhupada told him it was okay. So the point is, there's a rule against it, but there's also a concession that you can take it. So what should I do? Should I follow the rule or the concession? Prabhupada said it's better not to follow concessions. So you can make your judgment on that. Just like married life is a concession. It's better to stay brahmachari. If you can pull it off, it's better. Yeah. How do I increase my attraction towards Krishna? You have to beg him, my dear Lord, please bless me that I will have one love and one love only, and that is you. Okay. I get agitated by an opposite sex very quickly. I'm trying to keep my mind away from these things and not succeeding. Just remember Maharaj. This, what is his name? Abandru, what is his name? What is his name? Abandru of South India? Yamunacharya. Just remember the wonderful, poignant words of Yamunacharya given in the Bhagavad Gita purport. You can find this in the Gita. Yadavadi mamacheta Krishna padaravinde Nava nava rasadamunyataram tumasit Tadavadi bhattanari Sangame smayamane Bhavati mukushushtu nishtivanam cha. Ever since I've been engaged, now formerly he was a king, and kings meant big harems in the Vedic culture. Full facility for sex pleasure. Not only with your wife, but all of the maidservants as well. It's a big facility for sex pleasure in those days. So, he was formerly a king, but now he's become a sadhu, a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava Acharya. And he says, ever since I've been engaged in the transcendental loving service of Krishna, tasting nava nava rasa, newer and newer pleasures in that service of Sri Shivada and Krishna. Whenever the thought of sex life enters my brain, my lips curl with this taste and I spit at the thought. So, learn how to spit. Learn how to spit. Every time you get lusty, just go, don't literally spit. But within your heart, spit. This lust has kept me entangled in the cycle of birth and death, you know, millions of lifetimes. As an ostrich, I was completely carried away by a female ostrich. The knobby knees, the scaly legs, I went crazy over it. As an alligator, I ran after the female alligator. I mean, why do I have to keep doing this? It's crazy. Spit at it. Even if you're a householder, spit at it and just use sex for producing kids and not run after lusty pleasures. You see? This is Krishna consciousness. Okay. I like to come to the temple and associating with devotees, but my faith in Krishna is not strong. I want to come on the path of devotional service, but something is making me to step back. That is your rascal mind, sir. Kick your mind. Actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, beat your mind with shoes 100 times in the morning and with a broom 100 times in the evening. Beat your mind. Your mind is standing in the way. Tell your mind to stay. Put your mind in the shoe rack or what do you have out there? Keep your mind with your shoes out there. Okay, mind, I'm putting in my shoes. I'm coming in here. I'm not going to listen to any baloney. I'm just going to hear about Krishna, the wonderful glories of the Supreme Person. Okay. How do you prove the concept of reincarnation? Well, you're reincarnating at every minute, sir. At every minute, your old bloke couples, you don't have the same body now that you did when you walked into this class 20 minutes ago. Because at every minute, the old blood corpuscles are dying and new blood corpuscles are taking the place. Just like a river. You have a river in Melbourne? Yes. What's it called?
Yara.
Huh?
Yara River. Yara River.
Yala?
Yara.
Y-A-R-R-A. Yara.
Yeah.
So the, okay. And what is the name of the ocean here? The Melbourne Bay or something?
Southern Ocean.
Huh?
Southern Ocean.
Southern Ocean, okay. So take the water molecules in the Yara River. Today we call them Yara River. And tomorrow they'll be called the Southern Ocean. The same water molecules take on different designations according to where they're located. So these molecules that you call you, they came from somewhere else. Tomorrow, today you say they're you, tomorrow they'll be me because you exhaled in this room and I inhaled. I have some of your molecules. I'm walking out of this room with some of your molecules, you see. We're switching molecules to each other, just sitting in the room together. So what you call you is somebody else yesterday and it'll be somebody else tomorrow. So you have to understand that the body isn't you in this way. Chit body is constantly changing. It's like the water molecules in the Yarra River are constantly changing. Okay. All right. What is the best way to make the fastest advancement to attain the ultimate goal of Krishna Prema? Back to the tripod again. Shelter, Diksha, and obedience. Is it mandatory to receive personal instructions from the spiritual master? Actually, all of his instructions are personal instructions. When he gives a lecture, he's giving you personal instructions. You think they're impersonal? When he says you must surrender to Krishna in his lecture, that's a personal order. Every disciple is getting personal instructions from the spiritual master. How to remain undisturbed with disturbing situations. Actually, every single situation you find yourself in is the special mercy of Krishna to help you get out of this material existence. So instead of being disturbed, you should feel grateful with everything that happens to you at every minute. Thank you, Krishna. An attitude of gratitude is the key. Is that all we have left? Oh, there's more coming. Okay. Any of our internet audience have any questions? You're free to post them in the chat window. Let's see. All right. If I have to question why is this verse mentioned here rather than just mention the personal aspect of Krishna in every verse, does this mean that I see Krishna's inconceivable potency in every... Let me start again. If I have to question why in this verse... Oh, this morning's verse. From the Bhagavatam class. So that since we didn't study that verse, now we'll put that on the side. Okay, I visualize, I see God in food, objects, and people. What does this mean? Well, the fact is that Krishna is present in everything because everything is his energy. It's confirmed in the Brahma Samhita, is within every atom. So if you're visualizing that Krishna is everywhere, then you're actually training yourself to see things according to the scriptures. He's present in his fullness in every one of the atoms that are scattered throughout the universe at one and the same time, Lord Brahma states. So you're training yourself to see things according to scriptures, and that's good. Even though I chant trying to focus on the holy name, I do not get the consistent concentration. Please share some tips to improve the quality of japa. Early morning, early morning, early morning. Those are the three best tips. Chant before sunrise, because that time the modes of nature are working to help you. Other times of the day you have to go against the influence of the modes, but during the Brahma Muhurta hour, the modes are actually helping you to chant Hare Krishna. It's a sattvic time. Can you please throw some light on dressing by Mataji? Recent generation devotees have started dressing in a provocative way. Prabhupada actually, of course, the original girls were all wearing blue jeans and 26-second hippies, hippie girls. Prabhupada wanted them, he introduced that the girls should wear saris. He even brought saris from India as gifts for his spiritual daughters. So saris are really where it's at for the ladies, not Punjabi suit, whatever they call them. It's saris, they're the real dress style. So that's what Prabhupada established. And they actually said this provocative style actually make a woman like a prostitute. The sari really brings out the natural beauty of the woman. Provocative dress styles make her like a prostitute. Okay, how to stay motivated and engage all our time in Krishna consciousness without spacing out? Quality japa. And back to those three things again: shelter, diksha, and obedience. Can you please share a nectarian pastime from your association with Vishnu Jana Swami? Yeah, I can do that. I'm just trying to think. Oh, yeah, here's a good one. The beginning, there was only Ratha Yatra in San Francisco. So we had, in Dallas, we had a little tiny duplex. It was a very tiny little, you know, half of a house. The bottom, the downstairs part of the house was the temple. Some Karmis lived upstairs. So they, and I was visiting from Austin. We had a Lord Chaitanya festival. It was really nice. They had a big papier-mâché deity of Lord Chaitanya, maybe about as high as... Maybe where that arch comes, very high. And they carried him down the street. And we had the police come. And it was a wonderful festival. Lord Chaitanya, a big deity of Lord, papier-mâché deity of Lord Chaitanya in Kirtan. And there was a park where all the hippies used to hang out called Lee Park. And we went, the parade ended in Lee Park and all the hippies were there. They had there was hundreds of hippies there. And we had a huge feast, and they wanted to do a play, a Lord Chaitanya play of the breaking the drum, the Kazi breaking the drum. So they needed somebody that would look like the Kazi. I had my long hair and my beard, you know. So they had me play the Kazi. I was a hippie. I hadn't joined, surrendered yet. So I played the Kazi, and I smashed. They took a drum that was already half broken, and they... You know, so it looked like a good drum, but it was actually already broken. But I took it and smashed it, you know, in the play. So, but then I remember the next week we went home. We went back. I wasn't living in the temple yet, but I had a friend who had actually shaved up because he thought it was really cool. He shaved off his long hair and beard. He had a shaved head and a sikha. And he wasn't living in the temple, but he liked the movement, so he did it because he thought it was really cool, you know, shaved head and a sikha. So he took me to a barber shop, and I also did the same thing. The Brahmacharis were angry. You didn't get authorized to do this. They chastised me for shaving up. But Vishnu John's mood was quite different. He was real. He was a loving, mellow person. He was on the phone talking with the temple president in Dallas. He said, "Guess what? The Kazi shaved up." So that was really encouragement. The other devotees criticized me, and Vishnujan was bragging about me. So his mood was very nice. Yeah, they were finding fault, and he was bragging about me. Okay. And there's many other nectarian paths. They'll be coming out in my autobiography, all these stories of Vishnujan Swami. Okay. Our spiritual master has a desire and is given an instruction, and it involves change of country and leaving all possessions, and a future materially is unsure. How should we fulfill that desire? By complete faith in your spiritual master. And if there's any difficulty, you talk to him about it. Tell him, Guru Maharaj, if you need some help to carry out that order, then communicate with him. That's what he's there for, to help you. He's your well-wisher. What should be our approach to if one of our close devotee friends doesn't want to have a relation with us and is heartbreaking for us, not able to resolve it? Talk to somebody that they do have a relationship with. See if they can act as a mediator. Sometimes some devotees discourage brahmachari life. Any advice for us or them? Brahmachari life should not be discouraged. It should be encouraged. It's wonderful life. I know I spent 14 years as a brahmachari, the golden years. Very, very wonderful. And actually, brahmachari life is for two calibers, two classes. It's for those who are detached. It's also for those who are attached. It's a perfect training to become a sannyasi and a perfect training to become a grihastha. So brahmachari is the training ground for either sannyas life or family life, either one. So brahmachari life is the foundation of our movement, and it should be highly encouraged because we get from good brahmacharis, we get first class householders and we get first class sannyasis. We need both in our movement. And the brahmachari is the training ground for both sannyasis and grihasthas. How to get peace of mind when there is chaos going on in your life and you can't concentrate on your prayer or your chanting? Well, are you doing the tripod? Shelter, diksha, and obedience. If you are, that turbulence will be minimized and you'll be able to concentrate. Okay, this one was already answered. How to balance between material and spiritual life? 80-20 is pretty good. 80 for spiritual life and 20% for material life. I recommend 80-20. Most of your focus should be, you have to take care of your bodily necessities, eating, sleeping, mating, defending. But 80% of your consciousness should be on advancing in spiritual life and 20% on taking care of your bodily needs. But even that is connected with your spiritual consciousness, because I need to keep my body in good shape because I'm using it to engage in Krishna's service. So actually it's 100% spiritual life in that sense. There are innumerable Brahmas. Which Brahma wrote the Brahma Samhita? That is our Brahma, Chaturmukhi Brahma, the four-headed Brahma. David, if you want to answer some of these questions, just let me know. Huh? I'll be happy for you to answer. Huh? 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 What's that?
When I need, I'll speak.
Okay, just feel free to speak up any time. Okay. What is the position of Lord Shiva or Shiva Tattva? This is answered in the Brahma Samhita. Cheram yatanda divikara vishesha yoga sanjayate nahitata pitagasti heto yashambhutam apitatasamupaiti karyan govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Just as milk is transferred into yogurt by the action of acids, but the effect of yogurt is neither the same as nor different from its cause, milk. So I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, of whom the state of Shambhu, Lord Shiva, is a transformation for the performance of the work of destruction. That's how to understand the position of Lord Shiva. Okay. Here is a question from Riga, Latvia. Is the lecture going on or not? Can you... she can't hear anything. here's another one. This is a question from Lithuania. Is it correct to drop everything and hope that Krishna will take care? No. You take care. Don't say, Krishna, I have all my duties, my service, I just drop it and then you cover my service for me. No. You have to do the service. You shouldn't drop everything. You should remain completely dutiful. Whatever your duties are given by Guru and Krishna, you accept those as your very life and soul and depend on Krishna to help you to execute them successfully. Don't be like Arjuna, dropping your bow and arrow on the chariot and saying, you know, I cannot fight. Don't do that. How to purify our senses? By engaging in Krishna's service. Chanting without distraction is very difficult. What is the secret of undisturbed chanting? I answered that already. Early morning, and here's a tip. This verse is very helpful. If you meditate on this verse before you chant your rounds, it's really, really good. Yat Krishna Nama Charitari Satapya Vidya Pato Batavsya Rashanashana Rachikanu Kintu Vadadandanidang Kalichai Vajushta Sramikamad Badi Tula Sravikramad Badi Tatagamu Lahantri. This is Mantra 7 from the Nectar of Instruction, Upadeshamrita. The holy name, character, and pastimes of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet, just like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one who is afflicted with the jaundice of avidya cannot taste anything sweet, it is simply wonderful that by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root. If you'll meditate on that verse every day before you chant your rounds, you're going to have good japa every day. Because that verse is telling you all you have to do is carefully chant your rounds, and if you do, you're going to become self-realized in due course on a gradual basis, day by day, every day a little bit more, a little bit more. You will actually achieve the state where you can see Krishna face to face, eye to eye, by this process of chanting Hare Krishna. Have faith and do it, and you'll be unlimitedly blessed. I watched one blog yesterday where one devotee was talking about child abuse happened in the past at Mayapur. Still, the GBC is paying money to these people in Mayapur. I don't know about this, but the GBC is very heavy about child abuse. Anybody I know, it has happened, and devotees have been very, very, very heavily disciplined. They're not allowed to give classes. The temple authorities know this person did some very sinful thing, and they're not allowed to have any position. They're not allowed to be with children. They're under very heavy restriction. That's what I've seen the GBC do. Tell me louder.
The children were abused, they're getting the money.
Oh, yeah, there was, oh, that's right. But there was a court case, the Turley case. The attorney was named Turley. And so there was a big payout for all the children that did go through abuse in the Guru Kula system. There was a big payout. The movement sacrificed, I don't know how many millions of dollars, a huge amount of money, to compensate these kids who were abused within ISKCON. There was a big payout, a big lawsuit, and a big payout to the kids to help them deal with the problem they experienced. If a person is pretending to be a devotee and abusing others and using harsh language, how can we deal with them? Is he eligible to be called a devotee? Well, you could be a devotee of Kali. Somebody is abusing others, I can be a devotee. Not a devotee of Krishna. A devotee of Krishna is an ocean of mercy, not abusive. Can you please explain how chanting Hare Krishna can purify me? Because you're directly associating with Krishna. And by that contact, just like a cold, if you're cold, you get close to the fire, you get warm. So by getting close to Krishna, you become purified by contact with Him. You said to keep your mind in the shoe rack, but how do we practically do that? Don't let your mind trick you. Don't let your mind play tricks. Any doubts that come into your mind, just say, no, I'm not going to listen to you. But I did not clearly understand the concept of reincarnation. Your body is changing at every minute. It's a very simple point. You don't have the same body now that you did 20 minutes ago. Your body is constantly changing. Because at every moment, the old blood corpuscles are dying and the new blood corpuscles are taking their place. So you're constantly reincarnating at every minute. How to understand the statement that Krishna is absolute? Absolute truth is that from which everything is emanating. Janmadasya jataha, stated in Vedanta Sutra. That the absolute truth is that from which everything is emanating. So, since Krishna says, Aham savashaprabhava mutaksavartate, since Krishna declares, I'm the source of everything, therefore Krishna is the absolute truth. Simple thing. The absolute truth is the source of everything, and since Krishna is the source of everything, therefore Krishna is the absolute truth. Okay. Anyone from the internet? Okay, here's from London. Why sometimes one can feel a very strong connection with the spiritual master, but sometimes it seems like it disappeared? If you're not remembering his instructions and not trying to follow his instructions, you will feel yourself to be at a distance from him. But if you remember your spiritual master's instructions He's fully present in the form of his instructions. So if you meditate on his instructions and try to carry them out, you will feel how your spiritual master is right there within your heart, seeing you, guiding you, blessing you, and inspiring you at every minute. Do dreams have any importance in Krishna consciousness? My dreams are very weird, meaningless, and sometimes disturbing. How to deal? We have two kinds of dreams. We have our night dream and our day dreams. This is also a dream we're going through right now. Another type of dream. That I'm this body. So you just have to hear about Krishna, about his pastimes, his teachings, etc., etc. And this will bring you out of the weird two types of weird dreams you're having. Your night dreams and the weird dream. And you're thinking that you're that material body. That's also a weird dream. You're having two kinds of weird dreams. So by the more you chant Hare Krishna, you hear about Krishna, you will come out of these two varieties of weird dreams that you're having. The night dreams are short and temporary, and the daydream is also short and temporary.
Daydream is long. Huh? Birth after birth it can take you. Daydream, you dream that you are this body and act accordingly, and you go after birth after birth. Continues.
If you...
One thinks that this, I'm this body and gratifying my senses...
Yeah, we go through so many varieties of dreams. I'm dreaming I'm a male, I'm dreaming I'm a female, I'm dreaming I'm a bird. These are all different types of dreams also. Of course, I'm not saying it's false, the body is actually there, but it's not you. You're dreaming that you are that body. And we have one dream after another dream after another dream. I dream I'm a little kid, I dream I'm a teenager, I dream I'm a young adult, I dream I'm middle-aged, I dream I'm an old senior citizen. These are all just dream states. Dream state. It's not the self. Okay. All right, I have a girlfriend, but our relationship is no more there. I'm not able to come out of it. I have a puppy love and my heart's broken. Can you please give some guidance? Because I want to advance in bhakti. Just give your heart to Krishna. Krishna will never disappoint you. You give your heart to a girl or you give your heart to a guy, you're going to be disappointed. I guarantee you. Give your heart to Krishna. He'll never disappoint you. Can you please explain with an example one act can be done in bhakti yoga, karma yoga, and nishkam bhakti? Why not just surrender to Krishna? What's the need of all this stuff? Just surrender to Krishna. Karma yoga is actually is the beginning stage of bhakti. In karma yoga, you're attached to earthing, acting in a certain way. It's like some say, well, you know, I have to do service according to my propensity. That means he's like in a karma yogi. I like to do this, so I want to do that for Krishna. That's good. But when you advance more, you see, when you come to actually bhakti yoga, I can do whatever my spiritual master asks me to do. Not that Gurudev, that's not my propensity. You can't ask me to do that, Gurudev, because that's not my propensity. See that? Maybe you might be a karma yogi at that point. But the real thing is to become a bhakti yogi. I'll do whatever I'm asked to do. I'm transcendental to this or that thing. How to maintain the balance between student life and spiritual life? I am struggling. Chant your rounds first thing every day and then do your work and hit the first business. If you're in the university and you're struggling with a workload of study and lectures and papers, first thing is get up and chant your rounds every day, 16, and then everything will be okay. Always put Krishna first and then it'll all make sense. If you put Krishna at the end, you'll be bewildered. Always do it, instead of staying up late and doing your homework late, go to bed early and get up early, do your rounds and do your homework in the morning after you finish your rounds, because in the morning your mind is more suitable for learning. Late night is the time for sleeping. It's not the time for studying. Don't stay up late. Stay, go to bed early and get up very early when the mind is much more suitable for learning and absorbing the holy name and your studies. I've seen one family, the boys were studying. And I saw they did them. They would go to bed early and they'd get up in their pajamas. They'd be studying, get out their textbooks in their pajamas and studying. And they made very good grades in school, you see. They did their study in the early mornings and late at night. Okay, what's the difference between a Brahmavadi and a Mayavadi? Okay, Brahmavadi means he has come up to the level of understanding the absolute truth as Brahman. And he's not inimical to the idea. The four Kumaras were Brahmavadis. But they, as soon as they smelled the incense which had been offered to the Lord, they were elevated further to become bhaktas. A Brahmavadi has nothing against the idea of God's being a person. He just hasn't been introduced to it yet, that's all. He's innocent. But a Mayavadi is inimical. He's against the idea of God having a form. He says, no, God has no form. He's against it. He's inimical against the personality of Godhead. That's called a Mayavadi. Okay. If Krishna consciousness helps people become who they truly are and stop playing false roles, then why we still be playing these false roles within Krishna consciousness? No. In Krishna consciousness, you're not playing the false roles anymore. If you're playing false roles, you're not in Krishna consciousness yet. Okay? That's what it means. It means you're not really in Krishna consciousness. Why then is the exception... Why is the something rate... expiration rate within ISKCON so high? Oh, divorce. If this means they're not Krishna conscious. Anybody who's getting divorced, they're not Krishna conscious. They're putting their senses first. They're not putting Krishna first. They're not really, haven't learned how to be a devotee yet. Anybody who's getting a divorce, they're not really Krishna conscious. That's the meaning. They may show themselves externally with tilak or whatever. They haven't really become Krishna conscious. A Krishna conscious person will understand there's no such thing as divorce in the Vedic culture. So, you know, I'm not going to get a divorce because it's not proper. It will displease Krishna. Even if I can't stand this marriage, I'm going to tolerate it for Krishna's pleasure. That's a Krishna conscious devotee. But actually, in such a mood, actually, his marriage will be very happy. Why is it so difficult to develop and maintain a long-term relationship, be it in marriage, friendship, colleges, etc.? Because I'm thinking I'm the center of the universe. It's because of I'm puffed up. That's why I can't develop relationships. But if you're humble, you'll have so many wonderful relationships. You just have to be humble. Don't be proud. Be humble. And you'll have so many wonderful relationships. Okay, let's see anybody else from the internet. This is from Lithuania. I want to correct my question. Is it okay to serve the spiritual master and leave household duties for later? Well, the gopis did it. They completely abandoned all their household duties. But the spiritual master, especially when you're a Krishna conscious wife, you have a Krishna conscious husband, spiritual master is sensitive to your household duties. He doesn't want you to be a complete, household life to be a complete wreck. He's sensitive to them. But in principle, yes, one is just like the gopis are fully surrendered to Krishna, the disciple, is fully surrendered to whatever my spiritual master wants. That's the proper mood for the disciple. If I have difficulty understanding how we are the parts of God, as Krishna explains, Mamaya Vangso Jiva Loke. Oh, I have difficulty. if we are separated expansions, how we can be eternal? Since Krishna has to expand, then we come. Yes, no, your understanding is incorrect. You're thinking, well, because Krishna expanded us out of him, therefore at one point we weren't there and then we came into being when he expanded us out of himself. But the reality is he is eternally expanding us from himself. He has always been expanding us, confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 2.12, Natvevaham jatu nasang, natvangneme janadipa, nachayva namavishama, sarvamayamataha padam. Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. Therefore, Krishna is eternally expanding you from himself. You are an eternal expansion of Krishna. He's always expanded you from himself. He will always be expanding you from himself. You do not exist independently. You exist merely by the fact that Krishna is manifesting you to have a loving relationship with you. That's why you exist, not because your parents wanted to have a baby. Okay? Do you approve of Bollywood dancing at Ratha Yatra Festival? I don't know what is Bollywood dancing. But I can tell you this. The devotees were doing some pretty heavy-duty dancing in Chicago in front of Prabhupada's presence. There's a football team there called the Chicago Bears, and somebody compared their dancing to the Chicago Bears. And Prabhupada stopped the kirtan, and he had someone demonstrate how to dance. And he had one devotee show the Swami step, where you told your two arms in the air and you go back. You know the Swami step? He had that Swami step demonstrated. He actually stopped the kirtan. It was getting so wild. Another one described it as like the twist. There's an old dance from the 60s called the twist. Then I started the kirtan was described like that. It's like somebody that were doing the twist. Prabhupada stopped the kirtan. So I don't know about this Bollywood style dancing, what Prabhupada would say, but you can think about it. Whether you want to join in Bollywood style dancing or you want to do Chaitanya style dancing, you can make your choice. Okay.
Huh? Ratha Yatra is something that we can meditate on instead of Bollywood dance.
Another point is this. Now, for those who really want to go deep into Krishna Ras, who really want to experience Ratha Yatra in the sweetest, richest, and most profound way, Prabhupada told us what the advanced devotees experience Ratha Yatra. Let's see if I can remember that verse. This is given in the Padyavali of Rupa Goswami. I'll try to remember the verse. Priyasoyam Krishna Sahachadi Kurukshetra Militas Tataham Saradha Tadidang Ubeyo Sangamasukam Tatapyantakelan Madhura Murali Panchama Jushe Manomale Kalindi Pulina Vipanaya Sprihayati. This is Radharani speaking to one of her gopi girlfriends at Kurukshetra. If you don't know the history, the Vrijabhasis and the Dwarkavasis came together at Kurukshetra on the occasion of the solar eclipse. So now Radharani is seeing Krishna for the first time. And she's telling her gopi girlfriend, she says, "My dear friend, now I'm meeting my very dear and old friend Krishna on this field of Kurukshetra. I am the same Radha, and now we are meeting together. It is very pleasant, but still, I want to go to the bank of the Jamuna beneath the forest trees. I want to hear that sweet vibration of the fifth note of Krishna's flute in the forest of Vrindavan." So Radharani was happy, but she wasn't happy at the same time. This is not my Krishna. I want that. I don't want this Dwarka prince. I want my Krishna. So she was hankering. Oh. And the gopi girls were sharing her mood. We want to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. for Radharani to be happy. So in this mood, you pull the rope. We want to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. This was the mood Lord Chaitanya would pull the rope, you see. So if you meditate, go to the Ratha Yatra in this mood, you're going to have a mystical experience at every Ratha Yatra festival. That you do the external thing, you know, an ecstatic chanting and dancing. But within your heart you're thinking, oh, Radharani is not satisfied to be Krishna here at Kurukshetra. The gopis are not satisfied. We have to bring Nanda Maharaj and Mother Jasoda are devastated in Krishna's separation. We have to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan, back to Vrindavan, back, pulling the rope back to Vrindavan. So this is the real mood of Ratha Yatra. If you really want to really go into Ratha Yatra, this is the mood. Prabhupada told us about this. Huh?
Not Bollywood.
Meditate on Vrindavan. Bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. That is the real meaning of Ratha Yatra. If someone commits suicide, he suffers as a ghost until his next body is ready. What happens if someone gets killed or murdered? Is this true that the time of death is predetermined? Well, there's two different energies. For one who is in the material energy, a non-devotee, everything is determined by karma. That's it. If you got murdered, that means you murdered somebody and now you're getting it back. And once you submitted to Krishna, you're no longer under the influence of the material energy. And then Krishna personally arranges everything for you to come back to Him in the most sublime and wonderful way possible. It's Krishna, personally orchestrated by Krishna. So this depends on whether someone was absorbed in Krishna consciousness or they're not. Okay. One point is, it's stated in the Sri Ishopanishad that if you engage your life in devotional service, you can aspire to live for hundreds of years. Hundreds of years. And there was a devotee named Bibhamangala Thakur. He lived for 700 years in Vrindavan. Is how to really focus our mind on Krishna when old bad habits, sinful, keep alluring us. Yato yato nishchalati manas chantalamashtaram. From wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering or stage unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. But a higher principle is this: just try to relish the nectar of the name, and then your mind is automatically controlled. Just try to relish the sweet, sweet, unlimited nectar oozing out from these two syllables, Krishna. Tilak represents that we are the servant of Krishna. Why Krishna wears a V, Tilak? Krishna is also devoted to Krishna. He meditates on himself, you know that? Yeah. Buddha, he meditates. It's stated in the Krishna book. Krishna meditates on himself. So we're all Krishna conscious. Even Krishna is Krishna conscious.
To set up the example.
Huh?
To set up the example for all the living entities.
Yeah? Yeah? How to surrender to Krishna? The tripod, once again. Shelter of a guru, diksha from the guru, and obey your guru. That's in a nutshell how you surrender to Krishna. The spiritual master will train you how to do everything, how to say everything, and how to think every thought in such a way that it pleases Krishna. That's his duty. He has learned that art from his guru, and now he's going to train you to do the same thing that he's learned to do from his spiritual master. That's called parampara system. What is the difference between partial pralaya and full devastation of the entire world? Why is it required? There is a partial devastation every night of Brahma and a full devastation at the end of Brahma's life. Why that's going on? It's all to facilitate the living entities getting out of this material existence and going back to home, back to Godhead. Okay, let's see the other internet questions have come in. Okay, now we have a question, another question from Lithuania. How can I open my heart and give love to Krishna if I don't know him? Well, you have to get to know him. You may say, well, I've never met him. How can I get to know him? Well, do you know about Princess Rukmini? She had never met Krishna, but she simply heard about Krishna. And when she heard about Krishna, she said, I will only give my love to Krishna and no one else. So if Rukmini can fall in love with Krishna, give her love totally to Krishna, without ever having met him, just by hearing about him, you can do the same thing. You can do exactly the same thing. You have to follow in the footsteps of Princess Rukmini and absorb yourself in hearing about Krishna. So read the Krishna book again and again and again and again and again and again. And your heart will melt and you'll say, I just have to give my love to Krishna. Okay. Another question from Melbourne. I have been facing a lot of obstacles in spiritual progress. Although I'm striving hard, still it is disheartening sometimes because of the situation. How to overcome this mental block? You just have to be tolerant and keep pushing forward, and gradually you will break through all the obstacles. Be determined, be enthusiastic, and be patient. Be steady in your practice, and I guarantee you, there's no obstacle that is insurmountable. You just have to be steady in your practice, and you can become a great Paramahamsa in due course. How do we surrender to Krishna? The tripod, once again. Take shelter of a spiritual master, get initiated, and fully become obedient to following his instructions 24/7. That will make you a pure devotee of Krishna in due course of time. Okay, when I hear lectures, and later when I read the Srimad Bhagavatam, the same thing I heard is explained in the Bhagavatam, I feel Krishna is reciprocating, I feel very happy, is it okay to feel like this? That's wonderful. You hear a lecture, you read the Bhagavatam, and you go, wow, this is reconfirming what I heard in the lecture. That's wonderful. That is Krishna's reciprocating with you. When you feel enlivened by the lecture, or you feel enlivened by a kirtan, Krishna is blessing you. So it's a wonderful thing. Krishna is blessing you. Okay. I think this is the last question. There's no more. This is the last one I have, so this is it.
Yes.
This is it. This is the last question. But there will be another program tomorrow night. Same time, same place, same philosophy. But different answers. Because the questions will be different.
Sometimes.
The questions, but I will answer. I never answer exactly in the same way twice.
Tripod.
Time, place, and circumstance.
Tripod.
The tripod will be there, but I'll explain it in a different way. The good old tripod. Oh, if I have to question. Oh yeah, this is on about the verse this morning. I'm not going to answer that because it's about the verse. Is there any one last question from our internet audience? Let me look through the. I'm going to scroll back here in the chat window, see if I missed any back here. No, I didn't. Is there any one last question from the? The internet audience? If not, we can... let's see. Okay, here we go. Oh. Thank you for answering all my questions. All right. So this is a good stopping point here. And again, if you'd like to be able to get more answers for your questions, all you have to do is sign up for my free e-course. You go to sda@backtohome.com. And also I have my book here, which is questions and answers that have come in over from my e-course over the years. Many questions and answers are given here. It's called Truth Works, Questions and Answers for Reviving Your Divine Existence. So my disciples have this book available. If you want to get a copy, they have a whole case of them up here. Anybody who gets one, I'll give you a personal blessing in your book, signed personal blessing in your book. So we thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yeah.
Shri Krishna Sanishanda Sadhikari Maharaj Ki.